Oh my god, what time is it? Oh, I must have fallen asleep. Got a crick in my neck. Gotta stretch that out. Baby, are you awake? Fell asleep too? Okay, I'm gonna go get a drink and then I'll come wake you up. And what am I doing? You're asleep, you can't hear me. I wish I could sleep like you sometimes. Nothing wakes you up. He explains why you got 7 different alarms for the morning. Oh, you're home. You scared me. God, I figured you'd be out all night. So, did you have a good night? Oh, that's too bad. Well, not every night could be a winner, I guess, right? Sometimes I suppose you got to sleep alone. Though that is a pity. I've seen your sheets and they're so thin, they're practically threadbare. You must get so cold at night. You must really need someone to keep you warm. Or maybe just someone to get your blood pumping. It's hard to be cold when you're really getting into things, you know? I always think that when one is. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm having a conversation with my boyfriend's roommate. You're a part of it, you should know. No, I'm not doing anything else. What else would I be doing here? What are you even talking about? Teasing you? Flirting? You're crazy. Tell me why exactly I would ever want to do that with you, to you, any of that. I mean, I have a boyfriend. You've met him, right? Your roommate? I know that cheating is a thing. I'm not a child. I also know that it's definitely not the sort of things that girls like I do. What kind of girl am I? I'm a good girl. Small town, church on Sundays, modest outfits, and. Hey, why are you laughing at that? Okay, granted, yes, I'm not exactly modest right now. Yes, I'll admit it, these are shorts are a little small, and the shirt is a little tight, a little thin. But I was just lounging at home with my boyfriend. We were supposed to be cuddling up on the couch. You weren't even supposed to be home tonight. I was wearing this for. What do you mean the other times? Last Thursday? What about last Thursday? Yeah, my boyfriend was at school late. Okay, I was here, sure. The outfit I was wearing? I just come back from a run and needed to stop here. Well, that's just what I run in. Because it's comfortable, that's why. You know what? I don't have to. Oh, you saw that. Okay, fine. I took off my shirt before I came in here so that I was only in a sports bra and my shorts. You're right, I did lie. But there's an explanation for it. You have to. The week before. What are you? Breakfast? When I made breakfast for my boyfriend? Dressed like. Yeah. I was wearing just a bra and my panties and an apron. I know that I was maybe dressed a little inappropriate, but still, that doesn't mean that it was for you. I could have been. Oh, you knew that. You heard him say that the night before. You heard my boyfriend tell me that he was heading out early that day and wouldn't have time for breakfast. Well, maybe I just forgot then. Did that ever occur to you? It didn't have to be for you. Touching? Well, now I know that I've never. Crap. Yeah, there is that one time. But it was dark and I was a bit tipsy at the club and I thought you were him. Well, I don't know how to explain it. Yes, I know that you're way taller than him. And yes, I guess that you're more muscular than he is. A lot more muscular than he is. Okay, yeah, even in the dark, it's pretty hard to confuse the two of you. But that doesn't mean that I couldn't. I just got a little drunk. Like I said, I mean, you know, I don't have much tolerance for it. You overheard my drink order? You knew that I was sober. All night. Okay, look, I can explain things. Well, I don't actually know if I can explain much of anything at all, but I can explain a little bit. God, this is so humiliating. I can't believe I'm going to really go through with this, but there is an explanation. It's about my boyfriend, your roommate. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, he got a little drunk while you were out of town and we were fooling around and he got a little weird. He was having trouble getting hard. That's not a problem. I mean, it happens to a lot of guys, right? That's what I've heard from my girlfriends, at least. I mean, I've never had a problem with it. Or, well, I suppose I have because my boyfriend had a problem with it. What I mean is that other guys, not that there have been many other guys than him, but oh my god, this doesn't matter. The point is, when I asked him if something was wrong, he started talking. He started sharing. He shared a lot. He told me about his big, big problem. It's you. I mean, you can put it together now, right? He just walked in on you, apparently. And you remember that, right? When he saw you. When he saw all of you. Yeah. I mean, that's not it. Yes, he was embarrassed at walking in on you naked, but it wasn't the embarrassment of it that was making it hard for him to perform. It was he felt inadequate. Why? You don't need to tell me why. Oh my god, boys are all the same. Yes, he was embarrassed because you're a lot bigger than him. No, I'm talking about your height. Yes, your thing. God, I'm not going to use that word. No, you can call it that if you want, but I'm not going to. Because it's rude, because it's crude, because I'm not the type of girl who says stuff like that. Oh, screw you, I don't need this. Why are you grabbing my hand? We're not done yet. You're not the boss of me. I don't need to. You wouldn't. He wouldn't believe you. I'm a good girl, and he knows it. It'll be your word against mine, and... Okay, fine. Just let go of my arm, and we'll talk, all right? He told me that you were big and that it was bugging him, that it was making him feel inadequate, and that... You're right. Fine. You're right. That's not the point. The point is that I've never seen any other than his, and I wanted to know what he meant. The point is that I've never seen any others than his, and I wanted to know what he meant. Yes, yes, that means what it clearly means. The only guy I've ever been with is my boyfriend because I love him, and we're gonna get married one day. No, that doesn't make me a prude. It makes me a romantic. Okay, fine. Admittedly, it's not very romantic to try and catch a glimpse of another guy's thing, but my intentions were pretty innocent. I mean, I was just going to look at the outline of it. I didn't even want to see it in person, and I know that I could have because you never lock the door when you're showering. I just wanted to see it hard and see if it was as big as you said it was. Because I've never seen one that big before, and I was curious, that's why. So I teased you a little. There isn't a law against that, so I might have dressed a little skimpy, but I was just trying to catch a glimpse, and when I did, I was gonna give up on it and go back to the way things were. I was gonna go back to being good. Yeah, sure, I guess that means I wasn't being very good right then. Are you happy now, jerk? You got me all embarrassed and flustered, and I feel like such an idiot. I'm just gonna finish my glass of water and wake my boyfriend up and go to bed for the night. In the morning, I'd really appreciate it if we could just forget this conversation ever happened. I'll promise to stop teasing you if you promise to never tell my boyfriend I did, and we can move on from. What? What do you mean all I had to do was ask? You're joking, right? I mean, you have to be joking, because if you're not joking, that means you're being serious, and if you're being serious, we need to have a different conversation right now. The kind of conversation where I remind you that I'm in a loving relationship with your roommate, who is sleeping only a few feet away on the couch. That kind of conversation. Where I let you know that you're about to cross a line that you definitely cannot come back from, and if you want to keep things civil between us, all of us, that you should probably consider your next words very carefully. Well, I'm glad you think that I'm adorable, but that is hardly the point here. The point is that I'm dating your friend, and that means I'm out of bounds. That means that I'm not going to do something like ask to see your thing because I shouldn't, and that's a good enough reason. I don't need to, and I won't, and I. Why did he go and do that? That was really over the line. You had to go and. Stop it, please. God, this is wrong. You kissed me. Oh God, your tongue was in my mouth and your hands were on my ass, and you. Why did you do that? What do you mean you needed stimulation? You needed me to stimulate you so that you could show me? No. No, I said I didn't need to see it. I didn't say that I wanted to. You took your pants off. You're out. Your thing is so big. Okay, you showed me. I guess that's good. You can go ahead and put it away now. Suspicion's confirmed. Don't need to see anymore. Good night, I guess, and. What? It's not fully hard. It gets bigger? Oh, wow. Wow, I can see why my boyfriend was so intimidated. Yeah, it is bigger than his. I mean, it's bigger now, but if it gets even bigger, then yeah. I can touch it if I want. Oh, how generous of you. As if you don't get anything out of that little deal. So generously sharing yourself with me. So selfless. Really, I ought to get down on my knees and thank you. I bet you'd like me down on my knees. Hey, I didn't say you could touch my wrists. What are you? You can't just grab my hand and make me touch it like that. Just grabbing, making me put my hand on it. Oh, making me wrap my fingers around it. Sliding my hand up and down. Oh. I know I'm not pulling away. I know that you let go of my hand. I know what I'm doing. It's just an experiment. You said it gets harder, right? Bigger? I'm just trying to see how hard I can make it get. I mean, I'm here already. I might as well go a little farther. Oh, it's only right. It's only smart. Oh, fuck. What's that? It'll help if I get down on my knees. Okay. Why would this help? You like the look of me down here? Okay. Whatever, man. I'm just going to... just going to do my thing here with your thing. What? What do you mean take my hand back? Wait, what's wrong? Wait, stop and talk. Oh. Really? You're really not gonna let me give you a hand job if I keep calling it your thing? Right. I believe that if you... Hey, wait, okay, wait. I'll do it. I'll call it... What do you want me to call it? Oh, God. Okay, I'll say it. Just give me a few seconds to... You want me to... Fine. Please let me stroke your cock with my hand. Happy? What do you mean, why do I want to stroke it? You know why. I want to know how big it gets. I want to see how much bigger it can get. Yes, that's the only reason. If it was the same to me, I'd just get it all done over and as fast as possible. It's just curiosity. I just want to know, but the faster we can be done and over with, then the better for... What? My mouth? No. This is getting crazy. No, that is absolutely a line I shouldn't cross. Why do you even have to ask that? Here I am on my knees with my hands stroking up and down your very, very big cock. And now you want me to put my mouth on it? Are you insane? Okay, well, sure. You're probably right. It would go a bit faster if I did. But that's not the... Yes, I know what I said. I know what I said, but still, I shouldn't. Because it would be cheating, that's why. This isn't, oh my God, this is cheating, isn't it? Oh my God, what am I doing? What am I doing? Have I gone insane? I mean, he's right there. He's right over there. I can see him sleeping on the couch. He could wake up any minute now. Well, I guess that's a good point. The faster we finish, the faster we... The less of a chance he... Okay, then. What's the fastest way to get this done and over with? Because that's what I want. I know my mouth, but... I've just never done any of that before. No, not even with my boyfriend. Can you tell me what to do? Can you show me? Okay. Line up and look at it. Stroke it slowly from the very bottom to the very tip. Part my lips, dip forward, give it a kiss. Part my lips now and take it in. Mm. wow, that was something else. It was so weird. I mean, it was all hard and warm and salty, and I could feel it, like, twitching in my mouth. Go deeper. Okay. More tongue. Okay. Looks like you want me to go faster. I can do that. What's that? You want to know if I want to go faster? Faster how? Faster where? Oh, faster to get you fully hard? You're not fully hard yet? Jeez, it gets bigger. Okay, what do I need to do? You need to... The fastest way is if you take control. What do you mean? What do you mean, do I trust you? I mean, yeah, my boyfriend is only a few feet away. I trust that you're not going to do something crazy. Fine, I'll say it. I want you to take control. What else? Really? Fine. I want you to use my mouth. What do you mean, good enough? I've never felt anything like it before. Did I like it? Yeah, I think I liked it. I think I want more. Still not fully hard, but it's so big now. I don't think it could get even bigger than that without, I don't know, without you hurting someone with it, without you passing out from blood loss. It's not gonna get bigger. Why not? You're not some dumb virgin. You need more than my mouth. You need me to pay you back for all the times I've teased you? Pay you back how? Wait, what are you doing? Your hands are all over me, and what are you doing? You shouldn't. We shouldn't. He's right over there. Oh my god. Oh god, you're touching me. All your fingers are inside me. Oh my. Oh my god. Mm. You tore my shorts off. You just ripped them away. I can't believe. Oh, I know what comes next. I know what you're going to do now. Oh, this is so wrong. This is so wrong. This is so wrong. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it pressing at me. I can. You can. Oh, why isn't it in me yet? What do you want me to say now? Oh my god, this is so humiliating. Oh, okay, fine. I need it. I need your big fucking cock and my little cheating cunt. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that you're pleased with my humiliations. Oh, so fucking big. Oh my god, it's so fucking big. I feel like I'm being stretched out. Like I'm gonna go to drink. You spanked me. You. Oh my god, why does it feel good? Why does it feel so good when you spank me? Spank me again. Please. I need you to. Oh my god. I don't know why I like that. What's that? It's because it's a punishment. It's because you're treating me. Oh, fuck you. Oh, fine. It's because you're treating me like the cheating whore that I am. Because you're, oh god. Oh my god, yes. Oh my god, yes. Don't stop. Yes, just like that. That's what. Oh god, really? No, please don't stop. I'll say it. I'm a cheating whore. I'm a tease who needs to be punished. I'm a walking, talking cunt who deserves to get fucked like the slut that I am. I'm anything you need me to be, anything you want me to be, just as long as you keep on fucking me. Well, there goes my shirt. Are you happy now? All the mystery is gone. Can't call me a tease if I've shown you every last inch of myself to you. Well, if you've taken every last inch of me, if you've given me every last inch of you, oh fuck, oh fuck, don't stop, I'm gonna come, and I need to come, and I want to come. Your little cheating slut needs to fucking come. She needs it so bad, she's begging you, don't stop. Oh my god. Oh my god, yes. Still going? What's that? Oh, you're gonna come too? Where do I want it? I don't know. My boyfriend normally just comes in a condom, but. Oh fuck, we didn't even use one. My face? You wanna come all over my pretty little face? Oh. Okay, if that's what you want, then sure. You can come on my face. I've never had someone come on my face before. Okay, you're getting close. You need me to beg. Come on my face. Coat me with your seed like the cheating whore that I am. Come on my face, please. Please, I need it. I need you to. Oh god, there it is, so damn much of it. Oh, it's so hot, it's so sticky, it's so salty. Kind of tasty, actually. What? Oh fuck, is he still asleep? He is? That's expected, I guess. The man sleeps like the dead. What's that? I look cute covered in your cum. Well, thank you, I guess. And I guess thank you for all of this and for keeping all of this a secret. I mean, I can't say I saw this coming, but still. Oh, I suppose you're right. Didn't really get much of a chance to see you fully hard since you were buried inside of me most of the time. Yeah, you know what? I guess it will require a little more investigation. A little more teasing. A little more temptation. A little more punishment? What's that? I look like a tease kneeling here all covered in your cum? Well then, we both know what happens next. Take me to your bedroom. I think we have a few hours until my boyfriend wakes up. That's right. I want to get you hard again, and I want to see you properly this time. Just to make sure that I have a good idea of how exactly how big that cock that was just fucking me really is. But hey, if we don't make it happen during round two, there's always round three.